Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. This week on AK, we go fishing. Most fly fishing guides in Bristol Bay come from outside, but the Bristol Bay Fly Fishing and Guide Academy is working to train young people from the region. Although many have been fishing since they were in diapers, their knowledge about fly fishing mostly comes from the movies. This year, the Academy brought 11 students from across Bristol Bay to King Salmon. Daisha Eaton tagged along and has the story.
Paul Romy sizes me up and looks a bit concerned.
Hi, you Paul. I'm Daisha. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You got your fishing license?
I don't have a fishing license.
The 20-year-old from Neustuyahawk is spending his final day at the Bristol Bay Fly Fishing and Guide Academy teaching a mock client to fish. Me.
You got a pair of waders?
I don't have any waders.
Did I mention I've never done this before? Paul and I take off from the lodge to nearby King Salmon Creek. After a short walk up the winding creek, I wade in and try casting.
Cast right up here.
Let out line.
The Fly Fishing Academy teaches kids how to tie knots, leaders, and flies, plus basic casting principles. They also learn about stream ecology, customer service, and guiding. Each student gets a fly rod, a fly tying kit, and a round-trip ticket to the camp.
Now, let's back up to the first thing when they come.
Nancy Morris Lyon is the owner of the Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, just outside King Salmon on the Naknek River. She donated the use of her lodge for the academy this year and has been instrumental in the development of the project.
It's actually been a dream of mine to get this off the ground for many, many years. I would like to see these young people who were born and raised here in Bristol Bay taking over the fishing lodges. I'd like to see them taking over the conservation efforts. I would like to see them start taking seats at the tables of all these conversations, and I'm the first to be happy to make room for them.
For thousands of years, the Yupik Eskimo people in this region have subsisted on fish. So the catch-and-release ethic that's a cornerstone of fly fishing eludes many Alaska natives. Some even refer to fly fishing as playing with your food. Gail Bartman interned at the lodge last season. She says her own father laughed when she told him she was going to the fly fishing academy, but she went ahead anyway.
Oh, I love it. It's so much more fun than rod and reeling, you know, with a spinning rod. Yeah, whenever I do it, I just totally block everything out, and I'm generally thinking about nothing, and, you know, it really clears my head. I just think it teaches patience, you know. I'm kind of an impatient person, and yeah, it taught me that, and now I am patient.
Although Alaska natives have fished Bristol Bay since time immemorial, they were largely locked out of the commercial and sport fishing industries until after World War II because of discrimination. Morris Lyon says Native Alaskans in the region are well suited to be fly fishing guides. They understand fish migration patterns, know how to read the river, and often have survival skills. But Morris Lyon says it's not the whole point of the academy.
Not all these kids are going to end up wanting to guide or become guides, but we've taught them another facet of options for them in life. Some of them will, and they're going to become very good guides. I've already hired some, and they've worked for me, and I've been very pleased with them.
Nellie Williams with the conservation group Trout Unlimited, one of the sponsors of the academy, agrees with Morris Lyon that the young people of Bristol Bay are going to play a pivotal role in the future of the region.
The next generation of young people that are going to be making decisions in the communities of Bristol Bay are really going to have a major impact. The future of Bristol Bay fisheries are really in their hands.
But the Academy is up against a big challenge when it comes to employing people like Gail and Paul. Working at a fly fishing lodge usually requires a commitment from May through September, and the fish runs that fuel commercial and subsistence fishing fall smack dab in the middle of fly fishing season in June and July. Gail Bartman.
During the summer, I am a commercial fisherwoman. I am going to be a permit holder. My mom had just transferred her commercial fishing permit to me like a month ago.
Lodge owner Morris Lyon says she's willing to take on Gail when she's done with her commercial fishing commitment in August and will accommodate other graduates of the academy. Whether other lodge owners will do the same is yet to be seen. Back on the river, I've hooked more bushes along the bank than fish. I didn't catch anything, but with Paul's help, I've learned to fly fish.
Whoa, that's a swift current, huh? Okay, there. There's the bottom.
Paul says if lodge owners are willing to take him on before and after the commercial salmon season, he'd sign up in a heartbeat.
I'll teach all my friends and everybody else how to fly fish. Tell them about the Fly Fishing Guide Academy.
Gonna recruit them all?
Yeah.
For AK in King Salmon, I'm Daisha Eaton.
Time now for our weekly trip around the state. This week, we're visiting the village of Aleknagik at the southeast end of Lake Aleknagik.
My name is Kay Andrews. I'm from the community of Aleknagik. On the Lake of Aleknagik, I am looking at a calm, serene, picture-like, mountainous. Right now, it's kind of a hazy, misty, rainy late afternoon. The green, of course, is beginning to show. And that, of course, brings excitement for everyone when we can start seeing green after the long winter months. And the spring and the summer brings all kinds of subsistence activities, from seagull egg hunting to, you know, putting up your dried pike and your dried trout. And, you know, everyone waits for the salmon to come up to the lakes. Everyone's getting ready for, you know, not only the subsistence activities, but the commercial fishing industry too. Our family, we move from Aleknagik to Ekok, a fish camp, every summer. And the kids can't wait to move. You know, all winter they talk about moving to Ekok and going to fish camp. And so it's exciting time for all of us, but it's also a lot of work getting ready. Well, we are the gateway to the Woodchuckchick State Park. And so we do have a lot of lodge owners up and down the lake, as well as way up in the lakes system. We also will soon be having our bridge that will connect the north and the south shore, which is really exciting for all of us because we'll have easy access, you know, to where we can access groceries, fuel, that sort of thing. Well, I like living in Aleknagik because it's where my mother was from and where she was raised and where my grandparents, so it's my roots. It's just a beautiful, peaceful place here.
That was Kay Andrews, who has lived in Aleknagik most of her life. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK on Alaska News Nightly. Tune in next week when we'll have more unique stories from around the state.